Welcome to lesson 214. As we get close to the end here of our lessons, now this one is looking at as Christians. What are our rewards that we can expect as we transition from this temporary world into eternity? And God shows us it's clearly based on our motives, clearly based on our heart, on our inner man, not on what we do, but based on whether or not really our goal is to please him and to follow him and to live a life where he radiates out of us who he is so others can see it. He talks about this, Paul does, in 1 Corinthians 3, but first we'll look at Luke 16. In here, you can read all the verses, but the takeaway below says this. This is Jesus speaking. He who is faithful over what is least is faithful also in much. He who is unjust in what is least is unjust in much. If you've not been faithful in unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So sometimes we think the little things we do, that God doesn't see it and doesn't recognize the fact that our motives behind them aren't to please him. It's to do what we want. We're not faithful. And he knows that. And he says, if I can't trust you to really be someone devoted to me, how can I trust you in bigger things? It's very similar to how you raise your children or in marriage. He's not being any different. This is where we get it from. So let's read through 1 Corinthians and talk about this idea of a bema seat. This idea of my rewards as a Christian as I pass from this world into eternity. So go ahead and click on the screen. Here's what it says. No other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ, Jesus Christ. All right, he's telling you right there. There is going to be no foundation based on your good works, on what you said, how you taught Sunday school, how effective you are as a teacher or a speaker. Your foundation is going to be based on who Jesus is in your life and your relationship to him. Paul goes on to say this. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation, this foundation of Jesus Christ, with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become evident, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. So literally, when we go into heaven, when we make that transition, we go through an examination, a test, and the test will be by fire. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he'll suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so through fire. Very interesting. So even if what you did in life, your motives as a Christian were for yourself, self-centered, and it has no value to God, that when he reveals and examines it through him, he's a consuming fire. It will be burned up, and you'll have nothing of value that you transition into the next world with. But notice what it says. You will be saved, yet through fire. That's because Jesus Christ owns you now, and there's infinite worth in Jesus Christ. But your motives in this world have no value. So here he's given us two kinds of Christians. One is gold, silver, precious stones. The quality materials represent a dedicated spiritual service to build his church and to share his son. These rewards are for a heart attitude that motivate you to serve out of love, that inner love that shines through in your outer works. That's Matthew 5:16. Then we look at wood, hay, and straw. Inferior materials representing shallowness with no eternal value. So these aren't evil, but they're useless. These works burn up. Their heart attitude is revealed by them. These are Christians who spend their lives pursuing perishable, temporary things. This is what a Christian goes through. They belong to Christ. They don't lose their salvation, but they can find out that they spent most of their life without any real love and motivation to represent Jesus Christ in a lost world. This is lesson 214.